Ahead, Skywalker stumbled slightly as he crossed a patch of rough ground. The right travoy handle slipped out of his grip, nearly dumping the droid off the travoy and eliciting a squeal of protest from the machine.
"So who's getting tired now?"
Mara growled as he stooped to pick up the stick again.
"That's the third time in the past hour."
"It's just my hand," he replied calmly. "It seems to be permanently numb this afternoon."
"Sure,"
she said. Ahead, a small patch of blue sky winked down through the tree branches.
"There's our hole,"
she said, nodding to it.
"Put the droid in the middle."
Skywalker did as he was instructed, then went and sat down against one of the trees edging the tiny clearing. Mara got the small sonde balloon filled and sent it aloft on its antenna wire, running a line from the receiver into the socket where the droid's retrieval jack had once been.
"All set,"
she said, glancing over at Skywalker. Leaning back against his tree, he was sound asleep. Mara snorted with contempt.
"Jedi."
She threw the epithet at him as she turned back to the droid.
"Come on, let's get going,"
she told it, sitting down carefully on the ground. Her twisted ankle seemed to be largely healed, but she knew better than to push it. The droid beeped questioningly, its dome swiveling around to look briefly at Skywalker.
"I said let's get going,"
she repeated harshly. The droid beeped again, a resigned sort of sound. The communicator's pulse indicator flashed once as the droid requested a message dump from the distant X-Wing's computer, flashed again as the dump came back. Abruptly, the droid squealed in obvious excitement.
"What?"
Mara demanded, snatching out her blaster and giving the area a quick scan. Nothing seemed out of place.
"What? There's finally a message?"
The droid beeped affirmatively, its dome again turning toward Skywalker.
"Well, let's have it,"
Mara growled.
"Come on. If there's anything in it he needs to hear, you can play it for him later."
Assuming, she didn't add, there wasn't anything in the message that suggested she needed to come out of the forest alone. If there was... The droid bent forward slightly, and a holographic image appeared on the matted leaves. But not an image of Card, as she'd expected. It was instead an image of a golden-skinned protocol droid.
"Good day, Master Duke,"
the protocol droid said, in a remarkably prissy voice.
"I bring greetings to you from Captain Card, and, of course, to you as well, Mistress Mara,"
it added, almost as an afterthought.
"He and Captain Solo are most pleased to hear you are both alive and well after your accident."
"Captain Solo?" Mara stared at the holograph, feeling totally stunned. What in the Empire did Card think he was doing? He'd actually told Solo and Calrissian about Skywalker?
"I trust you'll be able to decrypt this message, R2,"
the protocol prissily continued.
"Captain Card suggested that I be used to add a bit more confusion to the counterpart encrypt. According to him, there are Imperial stormtroopers waiting in Hylian City for you to make your appearance.